This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and New Zealand signed the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, in New Delhi today. The signing ceremony was presided over by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal and New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McClay. Finalized in December last year, the agreement grants 100% duty-free access for Indian exports across all tariff lines, benefiting diverse sectors. Under the agreement, New Zealand's $20 billion US long-term commitment will support industrial growth, innovation, infrastructure and job creation across the country. On the occasion, Mr. Goyal read out the message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In his message, Mr. Modi has said that signing of FTA with New Zealand marks a historic milestone in the country's journey towards deeper global engagement and shared prosperity. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Mr. Goyal said the pace reflects a depth of trust and shared ambition.
The Free Trade Agreement is very comprehensive, very forward-looking. While it opens the doors for goods and services in a massive way, it also has an investment commitment which will encourage businesses to leverage the strengths and scale that India offers. It will also encourage Indian businesses to look at New Zealand market, both for access in goods and services and potential investment. We are looking at partnerships also in agricultural field.
Trade and Investment Minister of New Zealand, Todd McClay, also read the message of Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Luxon. In his message, Mr. Luxon said the deal will help diversify New Zealand's market, supporting the goal of doubling the value of exports over 10 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by the Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal in a national daily about India-New Zealand FTA. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said in the article, Mr. Goyal has elaborated how the India-New Zealand FTA removes tariffs on Indian exports, boosting labor-intensive sectors and strengthening MSMEs while ensuring that sectors like agriculture and dairy remain fully protected. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal will end this evening. A total of 142 constituencies across 8 electoral districts will go to polls in this phase on Wednesday. The districts include Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, Nodia, North 24 Porganas, South 24 Porganas, Hooghly and Purva Bardhaman. Leaders from all major parties are making a last-ditch efforts to reach out to voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a poll rally in Barrackpore. He stated that the BJP would ensure West Bengal receives security opportunities and honest governance areas in which Mr. Modi alleged that TMC has completely failed. On the other hand, TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee addressed public meetings at Horinghatta and Dhanekhali. The Election Commission has reported seizures of over 510 crore rupees during the ongoing assembly elections in West Bengal. The poll panel emphasized that all officials have been directed to guarantee elections that are free from violence, intimidation and inducements. The total number of members of Parliament of BJP in Rajya Sabha has increased to 113. In a social media post, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that the chairman of the upper house, C.P. Radhakrishnan, has approved the merger of 7 Aam Aadmi Party turncoat MPs. After the merger, the number of Aam Aadmi Party MPs in the upper house is reduced to 3. Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi arrived in St. Petersburg to hold crucial talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin amid West Asia conflict. The talks between Mr. Araghchi and President Putin are expected to focus on recent developments following joint military strikes with the United States and Israel against Iran. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Vidarbha today. Similar weather conditions are expected at isolated places in the national capital today. The weather agency also predicted warm night conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh and West Madhya Pradesh today. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.